Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Nothing's going to break my stride. I got some fabulous women right here with me, Lizzie and Melanie. Lizzie is the chair of the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer right here in Pensacola. And Melanie is the Senior Development Manager. And I just took it upon myself to say, I'm going to say the whole title because it is Thursday and I want to see if this mouth is working well. And you know how well my mouth works at times. So it is so exciting to have both of you here.
Thank you. We're so glad to be here.
Awesome. Smiling faces. I love it. Makes me want to smile. So I know everybody has heard about the American Cancer Society and that sort of thing, but I just want to like specifically talk about what your mission is for Making Strides.
Absolutely. So Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola is here to raise awareness and funds in the fight against breast cancer. We come out every October. We're an annual event. This year will be October 26th at Seville Square. And we help raise money for the mission that we provide here locally. We have patients that need rides to treatments or doctor's appointments. Access to care is a huge piece of Making Strides and the American Cancer Society and our mission. So we want to make sure that everyone has access to their treatments. So we provide rides through our Road to Recovery program. We also have peer-to-peer support for our breast cancer patients that are going through it. They're paired with someone else that has a breast cancer experience, and they can chat with them, text with them. It's all through an app, right? There's an app for that now. Everything has an app these days.
That's awesome.
It's called Reach to Recovery. So anyone that needs that support, Reach to Recovery is there, that peer-to-peer support just to talk to somebody. You know, we also are raising funds for our 1-800 number. We have 1-800-227-2345, which is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week number for anyone to call. If it's 2 a.m. and you have questions and you just need to talk to somebody, you can call that number and someone will be on the other end to talk with you. Or you can jump on cancer.org and live chat with someone. If you just can't talk, if you're feeling very emotional and you just want to live chat with someone, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, our mission is available for you.
Whew. I usually get chills, but I have tears. Thanks. My mom actually is a breast cancer survivor. And I'm sitting here listening going, goodness gracious, I wish that you would have utilized all of this when you were going through that. But it's so awesome to know that if you wake up in the middle of the night and you just need someone to talk to, that there is a number that you can call. That is so heartwarming.
Yes, absolutely. Someone will be there for you. If you're a patient, if you're a caregiver, you know, anyone who needs information, we're there for you. We're there to support you. We're there to help you, give you guidance, let you know what we offer as far as our mission. And we have a lot of our mission right here in Pensacola for all of Pensacolians. Everyone is available to use our mission.
That is great. And I like that it extends beyond just the individual who is, you know, who has the cancer, but extends to their family. Because your support network is super, super important.
Yes. Yes. Now, I can say as the chair, this is my first year being chair of the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, and I'm so happy to do it. My mother unfortunately passed due to breast cancer November 2nd of 2020, and my family joined the walk the following year after that. And it's been such a nice opportunity to bring everybody together and know the resources that were there helping my mother and my family through that process and how we can continue bringing that to other families and help them out going through the struggle that we've both been through.
Right.
As caregivers.
Wow.
The caregiver plays a very important role in survivorship. And so that's why when we're here for everyone, we're here for the family. We are a family-friendly event. That means children are included because everyone in the household is supporting and together. So we are very family-friendly, and we invite everyone to come out.
That is great. I'm like going home and picking which shirt I like. I was telling these ladies that I have two t-shirts from a team that I walked with in Cincinnati, and it was actually one of the ways that my friend raised money. She would sell t-shirts, mm-hmm. And then of course everybody on the team wore the t-shirts, and it brought us all together. And it was so awesome to see one giant team just flooding on the walk with like your spirit and a little bit of a memorial and an honor on the back of each shirt for people that had either successfully conquered cancer or had not been able to make that same walk. So
yeah, absolutely. And helping raise awareness is key, because in 2024 alone, over 310,000 women in America will hear you have breast cancer. And then over 2,700 men will also hear you have breast cancer. Men and women can get breast cancer. So raising awareness for that, helping understand early detection is key, is what we're here for. And our work that we're doing, we are seeing a decline. We have had a 42% decline in breast cancer rates since 2019. And that is in part to helping raise awareness, early detection.
Right.
You know, get your mammograms. At age 40, women should be starting getting their mammograms. If you have a previous history or you have family with previous history, always talk to your provider about what the right steps are for you. But make sure early detection is key, and we can help cure breast cancer. We are
absolutely
working towards that every day.
I like that you mentioned the gentleman as well.
Mm-hmm.
I have a former acquaintance that had breast cancer. He's a gentleman, much older in years, but my son had a scare at a young age where they, you know, brought him in, and he went to the breast center that my mom went to as well. And thankfully everything worked itself out, but it was super scary. And, you know, he looks at me like, Mom, like, I'm a guy, but you have those too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They come in a different size, but
yeah.
But,
and I have also met multiple men that have breast cancer and was not expected, you know, didn't know, think they could get it even as a grown adult. So we definitely want to raise awareness for that. We have started what's called a Men Wear Pink campaign right here in Pensacola, where we have male leaders in the community that join the fight against breast cancer and also help us raise awareness for that as well, because we want everyone to understand the impact and know your body.
Right.
Know if something is off, and
right,
go ahead and go in and ask and to be checked.
Absolutely. Now, I know you have a kickoff coming up.
We do. We have our Making Strides of Pensacola Pinktacular kickoff on August 22nd at Sanders Beach. We are doing a glitz and glam theme this year, so all things pink, all things sparkly, and we're going to be there from 5:30 to 7. It's an open house style event over at Sanders Beach, and we invite everyone to come to this. If you're interested in learning more about Making Strides of Pensacola, if you're interested on how to get involved, this is the event for you. Come join us. We have team captains that are coming out that want to get information for our upcoming October 26th walk. It is that time. We are kicking off stride season, and we are going to have a wonderful year. There will be hors d'oeuvres. There will be music. There will be silent auction. And we will also have our Men Wear Pink reveal that night at around 6:00. We are going to tell you the male leaders in the community that are joining us in the fight.
That is awesome. We're going to talk more about this right after the break.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, and we are talking to Lizzie and Melanie from Making Strides Pensacola. And we started talking about the kickoff dinner, but I also want to talk about a slew of things. I want to talk about volunteer opportunities, sponsorships, how you can get involved, how you can form your own team, and the date of the actual walk.
Absolutely. Yes. So the date of the walk is October 26th, as Melanie had mentioned. Now that's at Seville Square. Now you can all make your own teams. I know that I'll be walking with my team, which is Damn It Janet, in honor of my mother, and my family and friends always join that. So you're more than welcome to be a team leader like I am, create a walk, meet you out there that day, October 26th.
Absolutely. And then you can also, we're always looking for volunteers. There is a committee that is led by Lizzie that plans this event year-round. This is a year-round planning experience. If that is something that you want to be involved in, we also need day of event volunteers. Last year, we had over 10,000 participants come out.
Wow.
Out to Pensacola, out in Seville Square. It was a beautiful sea of pink. And so that does not happen without day of volunteers. We truly love our day of volunteers. If that is where you'd like to have an experience, you know, reach out to us. Our website is live at www.makingstrideswalk.org. And then there's a backslash, Pensacola FL. So you can go there, get all the information. Contact information is on there. We are also always looking for sponsors. If you if you'd like to be a part of our event and actually set up on site with us, we have those opportunities as well where you can set up, whether it's a water station or a walk day sponsor. We already have so many sponsors. We can't thank Baptist enough. They're our platinum sponsor. Florabama is our gold sponsor. HCA is a silver sponsor. We have Woodlands. Southeast Mortgage is our stage sponsor.
Wow.
We love our partnership with WEAR as well. So there are opportunities for everyone in the community to be involved in this event. And we encourage you to reach out, and I will help you along the way, anything you need.
Now, how long is the actual walk?
So we are a non-competitive 5K.
Did you hear that, gentlemen?
Non-competitive 5K. There are no race bibs or anything like that. Now, we do start our activities at 8. We do have an opening ceremony on October 26th where we'll have activities. You can visit all of our sponsors. We have a wonderful survivor breakfast that morning. all survivors are always welcome. A survivor and caregiver can come in. They get a goodie bag. They get to eat breakfast. We celebrate. We remember. We fight back, and we also cry a little bit. If you see me at the walk, at some point I've always been crying.
We almost all three of us did a few moments ago.
I was like, at some point you'll probably find me crying. And that's okay. That's what we're here for. We're here for you. We're here for the community and anything that you need. So we have our survivor breakfast at that same time. And then the walk does start at 9 a.m. We walk down through beautiful downtown Pensacola. We walk the water, which is beautiful. It's a newer route for us in the past few years. And it really is an experience. And there is no time. You can take as long as you need to walk that route. We will wait at the finish line for our last participant to come through. So we will always be there for you to finish the fight.
That is awesome. And it's about camaraderie and community and coming together. So that is, we all have to out us. We kind of all looked at each other at one moment, like, who's going to start crying first? Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm okay to say that I could always be the first one to cry.
Oh, I like it. Never be afraid to be the first one to cry.
Yes.
How easy is it for someone to sign up?
It is very easy. You want to tell your experience?
Yes, it is very easy. So I went on the first time the year after my mother had passed, and we were just kind of looking at ways to get involved in the community. And, you know, all you have to do is you go in, you put your own personal information, you know, not too much information, so don't worry, but your name and your contact information. And they have an option on there where you can go ahead and put your friends and your family's email addresses, and you can send them an automatic email asking them to join your team. You can also share it immediately from that page to your social accounts. And so you can kind of raise awareness for your team and the organization right there from the website. So it's very easy, very simple.
And you have a virtual option also?
So we do have it's called On the Go. And it is something for those who can't come out to the walk that if they're interested in, that they can join. It is a separate entity than Making Strides of Pensacola, but it is a virtual auction where you can walk on your own at your own time. Maybe you walk on a treadmill. Maybe you're walking your neighborhood, and you're really getting those steps in and helping raise awareness too.
Yeah, we've had family friends that have done that were not able to join us, but you know, the community surrounding my mother, they always say, okay, so I'm going to contribute to this one in her honor. But yes, here I am walking my neighborhood with my friends, and we're doing it in Janet's honor. So yes, it's easy enough for friends to join. You don't actually have to be there in person to participate.
I love the name of your team. It doesn't really go with, damn it, Linda, but that's what I would call my team if I had it. I'm always saying that to my mother. But I love that. That's great. So there's a peer fundraising portion to it. So there's a tool that you utilize that kind of also marries itself with Facebook, so it will, you can pop it up on Facebook and that sort of stuff?
So absolutely. Every user that registers for Making Strides of Pensacola receives a dashboard. When they log in, there's a dashboard. And on that dashboard, like Lizzie said, you can send emails. You can send emails, and there's templates there for you. You don't even have to create your own email, asking for people to join your team, asking people to help raise funds. There is a way to connect to a Facebook fundraiser, and that will automatically go on your team. So there is a toolkit right there and a dashboard, and then we have many teams that fundraise outside of that. We've just had a wonderful Bunko Bash that one of our partners did. We have an auction, a mega auction coming up in October that a partner does. So there are multiple ways to be involved in fundraise at different levels, whatever your comfort level is.
That is great. We're going to take a quick break. If you have any questions, 850-437-1620. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the fun ways that people raise money.
Absolutely.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Incorruptible, August 16th through 25th. This dark comedy is set in 13th century France, where the Catholic Church holds immense power and influence. The play revolves around the struggling monastery of St. Foy, whose monks are desperate to attract pilgrim and funding. Facing financial ruin and a lack of miracles to draw visitors, the monks hatch a scheme to create their own miracle by stealing a corpse and passing it off as a holy relic. Secure your tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse. Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. We are talking to Making Strides of Pensacola with Lizzie and Melanie, and I want to revisit some of the fun ways that people can raise money.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, any dollar amount raised in the fight against cancer is important. Right now, the American Cancer Society has over $74 million invested in breast cancer research.
Wow.
We are actively trying to find a cure and make this disease go away. And I will not have a job, which would be great.
We want to work you out of a job.
Yes, exactly. And I'm here for it. But there's all kinds of ways you can fundraise. You can do it digitally through social media. You can tie it to Facebook. You can do, we've had bake sales. We have a lot of people that do t-shirts, as you were talking about.
Right.
There are a lot of people who have t-shirts and they sell t-shirts. We have Bunko Bashes. We have, like I said, a mega raffle auction. We've had cookouts for a cure. So there are so many creative ideas that people are doing to raise money in the fight against breast cancer, and we truly appreciate it. And if you're raising money, we love to support and go and put it on our social media to help you to get some people out there. So we're always here to help and support.
That is so great. And there, I like that. I like a fun way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're afraid to ask for a donation, invite them over to a cookout. Mm-hmm. Sell them a t-shirt. So easy. Let's give them the website one more time.
One more time. It's www.makingstrideswalk.org/PensacolaFL.
Stream us at News Radio 92.